You are listening to Grammy's Rocket Chair on RLM Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point good.
Enough?
Bend over.
Y'all ready for this?
We do it all night long.
And now, your host, Grammy.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, everybody. And guess what? It is a wacka, 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 and warm Wednesday out here in Grammyland. And you are listening to Grammy's Rocket Chair here on RealLibertyMedia.com. Excuse me. It's Channel 10, by the way, too. Also on the RLM Spreaker Channel, the RLM TuneIn Radio Station, the RLM Internet Radio Station, the RLM Radio.xyz site, and I'm sure there's other places, but yeah, brain farts, RF. And you know what? I picked that song that I kind of sort of to get me in the mood for this today, just because a lot of the stuff that I've been seeing on Twitter and on Facebook... And, well, basically Twitter and Facebook is like, holy carp, people, if today was your last day, and that was the last post you could make, is that how you want to go down in history? Think about that. Think about it. Because you never know when it might be your last second. So, before you hit that enter button, is that how you want to be remembered? Huh. Yeah, that's a biggie, isn't it? Speaking of biggies, over here on Twitter, I now have 945 followers. Thank you, all of you who are following me around through this mud puddles and all that other fun stuff that I tend to play in. I do tend to get a wee bit on the dirty side from time to time, and I have Key Cat that just got on my lap. Thank you, Barman, and thank you, Grimner, and thank you, Vinny, for letting everybody know that, yeah, the Wild Woman is on right now, right here, right now. Also, let's see, let's go and look over on Freedom's Network. I do like the new little like buttons. Those are kind of fun. Whoever did that, thank you. Thank you, Grim, for letting everybody over here know that I am live and in poison. I also see the lovely Miss Estrella is over here, and Bob Renner and KD Troxel were also here for a little while. Let's see, who else is that? Vinny was posting stuff, too. Vinny's been a busy boy. He's been all over the place. Over here on that realliberty.org, Grim and Rob Works and Bob Renner are over here. And thank you, Grim, for letting everyone know over here that I am live and in poison. Over here on Minds, I haven't checked, but I did. Someone had posted some comments on something that I posted like a year ago. That, I swear to God, that stream is just going absolutely nuts. But one of the things that's on here is a little quote from, Henry Ford. It is well enough that people of the nation do not understand our banking and monetary system, for if they did, I believe there would be revolution before tomorrow morning. And another one from Charles Lindbergh. This Federal Reserve Act establishes the most gigantic trust on earth. When President Wilson signs this bill, the invisible government of the monetary power will be legalized. Yeah. Doesn't that make you feel wonderful? And they did it on purpose. Yes, they did. Thank you to anyone over here on... Oh my goodness, somebody's over here saying, smell my butthole. Holy crap, dude, seriously, that's just kind of, whew, a little on the crazy side. Okay, yeah, if you're into that, go for it, but no, there's other things I'd much rather be doing than that. Okay, so, Twitter, Freedom's Network, Minds. Real Liberty. I gotta go over here to Facebook. I just have to. Hi to my family and to all these people that absolutely found the humor in this. I stole it from Bubs. And every time I see it, I giggle. I giggle. Because apparently Bubs just got banned from Weight Watchers for dropping a bag of M&Ms on the floor. It was the best game of Hungry Hippos he's ever seen. Oh my goodness, life is entirely too short to take it so serially. And if you're going to take it serially, make sure it's a cereal that's not full of all kinds of nasty-ass chemicals. Just saying. Just saying. Which basically means don't eat cereal. Unless you make it yourself. You know, you grew the stuff and you made it yourself. But, oh, cool. Hey, did you guys know that little bitty pocket in your jeans? I know everybody says it's, you know, for like a little pocket watch or something like that. But actually, that little pocket in your jeans is for your paycheck after taxes are done with it. Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much the way it works. Okay, now, let's see. I've been to all of those places. I guess, oh, In the Matrix. Hello, everybody over here on In the Matrix. It's been somewhat quiet over here today, which is fine. You know, if they want to be quiet, they can be quiet. I know, rascal, but your claws hurt, baby girl. Okay, so over here to the place where you need to be if you want to give me static. And if you're listening in on Spreaker, tin can, kite string, and duct tape, that's how I'm coming out to you. So if you really want to chat with me, come on over to reallibertymedia.com. Think of a nickname, join the chat. Give me some static and monkey pile. Monkey pile. Okay. What is all of this? Oh, you guys are just chatting like crazy. Okay, so over here in the RLM right up top, we got Barman, the most splendiferous bot in the whole wide world, directly followed by Beetle. Beetle is walking around cleaning up after Barman because, you know, bartenders have a tendency to be a little bit sloppy from time to time. So, oh, that's the condom pocket. Oh, yeah, because you know you're going to get screwed anyway, so you may as well have what little protection you can get. In any case, yeah, thanks for that sock. I also see Grimner is here. Thank you, Grimner, once again for everything that you do. You are awesome. The lovely Moose Goyal is also here, as well as backward bracket DC. Anti is in the chat, and looky there, I see some Asmo logged in. Got some Chalcedony going on, and yours truly is here. IB Don C is also here, as well as Java Doctor 2. Meisterbrower is also logged in the chat, as well as Ponder Gander. That's Vinny's alter ego, for those of you that didn't know. Vinny, I just outed you. As if I haven't done that before. The lovely Miss Kate is here. Hi, Miss Kate. Barrel of Monkeys was a boring game. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Pickup Sticks sucked, too. Moving along, Rob Wikes is here. Rob, did you fire up the bubbler and I missed it? Did I get stoned and I missed it? Cowrums, what was that? Okay, I don't think I've ever played that game. What? Okay, moving along. Rob Works, I have not seen the bubbler yet, so I don't know if he's active or if he's cooking or what. Rob's always cooking. The lovely Romes, I'm sure he's going to like that I said he's lovely. The lovely Miss Vanna White, the letter turner of the RLM channel, is also here. Thank you, Miss Vanna. We also got Vinny. Vinny is being chaperoned for Vanna White and Weather Dork because he's right in between them. Vinny, what the hell? What the hell? Weather Dork's trying to heat things up, and you're standing in between him and Vanna. Shame on you. I also see Phantom. Hi, Phantom. Thank you for the intro again. You're such a sweetheart. Cyborg Noodle is here. May you be touched by the Cyborgian noodliness. Ami, 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 ami. Yes, there's my pray-in for the day. And Siv is also in the chat, as well as Frumpy. Hey, Frumpy. Gooberzilla is also here. Don't let an iron planet crash into us. Well, you know, we have such a magnetic personality, don't we? I don't know. Did I say hey to Goober? Hey, Goober. Got some grommet going on as well. And looky there, some JJs. Nine JJs. Oh, you're not the crazy one? None of us are? According to Pondergander, yeah, right. Well, you know, I wear my crazy proudly. I really do. Oh, you love lovely? Cool beans. Beetle's going to hottie. Woo, baby. Hubba, hubba, hubba. Okay, moving along. Oh, and guess what? I'm at KISS right now. Oh, my goodness. Don't make my last breath a yawn. Oh, see, there you go. Yeah, I can see how it would really... Well, unless that yawn, because, you know, a lot of people think that yawning is because you're tired, which, yeah, that's part of it. But also, some of it is because your brain is starved of oxygen, and so it's telling your body, okay, I need more oxygen. Make it do a big intake. So, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That's probably because, you know, I talk so much, and therefore I'm going, oh, hi. Oh, my goodness, handcuffs. Do you have Nerf spurs, too, Beetle? And licorice whips? Inquiring minds want to know. Moving along. Hi, Prince. I see you here in the chat. I hope you're not taking all this down. I also see some pomple pomple pom sauce here in the chat, as well as Sock Puppet. Thank you, Sock. Us, me, us. Me, myself, and I? Yeah. I'm never alone, ever. I've always got two other people keeping me company. Moving along, Smataz. We got a Smataz in the chat, and to round out the crew, the one, the only, the what? I love that name. I love that name. Now, if today was your last day, I had to get to this. I put it in my pocket last week because I thought, okay, here we go. Oh, you can't have handcuffs there. I don't know why yawning is contagious, but oh my goodness, it sure as heck is. It's like once you see one per... Oh, damn. See, now my body is saying you need to yawn, and so I might have to try and talk through it to keep from yawning, because, wow. Oh, well. Silk rope. Oh, wow. Nerf spurs. Licorice whip. Velcro handcuffs. Fur lined, by the way, you know, to keep from chafing. Moving along. Let's go get to what I actually stuck in my pocket for this evening. Because, well, you know what? Today might be your last day. Because it is August the 7th, and Lionsgate, the Sun, and Sirius sync up to open a powerful portal on 8/8. That's tomorrow. This is from astrostyle.com. Third Eyes Everywhere will open on August the 8th. Oh, wait! Damn it! I didn't pay attention. I'm going to do it anyway. August the 8th, 2018. Son of a Seabiscuit! I'm a year late. Is two people codes for you? Moving along. Velcro and chicks don't mix. Really? No, I've never rubbed Velcro on a... That, ooh, man, that itchy. Okay, you guys are getting weird. I'm going to go with this anyway. Even though it was last year, I'm still going to treat tomorrow as another big day. Damn it, I should have really paid attention when I put this in my pocket. That's what I get. Oh, well. So, August 8th of 2018. It's the bold sun in Leo that syncs up with the star Sirius, known as the spiritual sun, and generates a high-frequency energy that activates the Lion's Gate portal. In numerology, 8 is the number of infinity and manifestation. So, may we all roar. Arr. Okay, that was an arg. That wasn't a rar. My daughter does that really good. Rar. May we all roar through this gate. Yes, I am woman, hear me roar. You know, I actually liked that song for a while, and then I got really tired of it really fast. So, as the life-giving sun continues its journey through Leo until August 21st, on August the 8th of last year, this already happened, but maybe, just maybe, since nobody was paying attention and I didn't pay attention to the year, maybe it'll work for tomorrow too. It's my story and I'm sticking to it. The Lion's Gate is has an open alignment between the star Sirius, Orion's Belt, the planet Earth, and even the Great Pyramid of Giza. Cool. And it generates a universal enlightened perspective. Now, Sirius has been called our spiritual sun, and as the energy of the August 8 Lion's Gate combines with the recent Aquarius full moon eclipse, which I should have known that was because, yeah, it wasn't an Aquarius this year. Oh, well, the upcoming solar eclipse, which, no, that's not coming up. Man, I'm just really, this just, it totally bummers me. Son of a gun. Thank you, Felicia. I should have paid attention. It's Felicia Bender that wrote this, by the way. Now, as the cosmic cacophony of retrogrades, messenger planet Mercury in Leo, yeah, and it was, Mercury was in retrograde, and the energetic Mars in Aquarius, and stalwart Saturn in Capricorn, and Pluto in Capricorn, and now, hey, Uranus is in Taurus. Did you know Uranus was, let's not go there. The solar and lunar eclipses, blood moons, and all the rest of it weren't enough. Now there's another layer of energetic opportunity that peaks August 8th of last year. See, this is what happens when I just say, I like that headline. I still think it's applicable, though. You know, from all of the craziness that I have seen on Twitter and on Fakiebook the last few days, it's like, come on, people, really? Seriously, you're getting yourself, they're getting you in the feels, and they are dragging you into this negative energy kind of shit, you know, where you're going to, you're buying into the bullshit. That's what it is. You're buying into the bullshit. Stop it. You have better places to spend your attention on. In any case, back to this. Seeing as how I started it, I'm going to go ahead and go through it. So, the official activation occurs when the Earth and the Sun aligns with Sirius, and Sirius rises during the middle of the summer, and its energy forces opportunities for dramatic new beginnings. Now, this is a time where new levels of consciousness are infused into the planet and also into each of us individually, which, you know, I have been feeling a little bit enlightened, although I can't say that when I step on the scales, but... for the last year. Maybe it's because I'm looking for it. Where you focus is what you'll see. So, as this gate swings open, we are swept over the threshold, almost like one of those old movies where the bride is lifted up and carried over the doorstep as a symbol of the beginning of a new life. Just hope to God he doesn't trip. Because, man, that would not be a pleasant landing. Nope. I'm not really sure that I didn't get carried over the threshold when I got married because I was 8 months pregnant. That first one can come any time. It's the second one that takes 9 months, unless you're having twins. So, it's going to be all spiritual and everything, and damn. Now I'm just going to go with it and have fun. So, this moment is ripe for an uncomfortable but necessary acceleration of our spiritual growth. It's like Alice in Wonderland. Alice is constantly changing sizes, which of course can be seen as the process of self-actualization. So when she consumes a liquid from the bottle that says, drink me, she shrinks. One might say that we have been in our drink me stage in our collective consciousness. Now, this portal offers us a piece of cake that Alice eats and then grows exponentially. The Lion's Gate is the birth of a new and undeniably heightened level of dedication to our ascension process as individual human beings and also as a global entity. Which, yeah, I do have to, honest to God, I do admit, and that's probably why I got drawn to this one in the first place, because where you focus is what you see. But I have noticed an awful lot, especially people that I interact with on a daily basis. You know, their vibration is getting a little bit higher. You know, and they're more positive, and they're looking for solutions, and they're actually doing solutions as opposed to just pissing and moaning, bitching and groaning. So, back to this. In numerology, the 8 is a number of infinity. It is the energy of empowerment and supports efforts and intentions that manifest in the material world. And, by the way, whether this is Lionsgate or not, tomorrow is 8-8. So, remember that. Its power resides in its ability for manifestation on every level. So when an 8 shows up, it's offering assistance to rapidly manifest whatever it's directed towards, like a laser. The 8 amplifies it, what is focused on. So, my challenge to y'all tomorrow, focus on the cool things. Focus on the neat things. Focus on those little random acts of kindness instead of all of the pissing and moaning and bitching and groaning. Tone that out and focus on the good stuff, and maybe, just maybe, we'll start seeing more of the good stuff. 8 is infinity, and tomorrow's 8-8. That's a double. Now, the presence of the Lionsgate energy is aligned with the heart center and embodies the Leo traits of courage, strength, and expression. This portal is sweeping all of humanity into our next phase, where the apex is centered on unconditional love. Now, before I go any further, I've had people ask me, what the hell is this unconditional love? Does that mean that even when someone does something totally asinine, totally crappy to you, that you should still love them? And me, I can't say for you, I can't say for anybody else, but for me, I still love them because I know they're here for a purpose. Even if their purpose was just to make me go, damn, I am so glad I'm not you. You still gotta love, you don't have to like them. But you got to love the purpose that they're serving. You may not like it at all. It may be totally detestable. But sometimes we need those totally detestable moments to wake our asses up because we get very apathetic. And we sit here and go, oh, everything's just, it's not happening to me. It's not in my yard. Not, you know, the whole NIMBY thing. Not in my backyard. Not happening here. I don't see it. La, 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 la. That doesn't mean that bad things don't happen. And sometimes we need that really rude wake-up call to get us to pull our britches up and go, okay, time to get off our sorry little whiny butts and start doing something instead of just bitching about it. So yes, I do believe in unconditional love. Sometimes that unconditional love is in the form of tough love, where you have to say no to someone. You love them. You don't want to see them hurt, but you have to tell them, you got yourself in that mess, you get yourself out. I'll be here, but I'm not going to dig you out of that hole. You got to get yourself out. That's a tough one, especially as a Grammy and a mom. That's a really tough one. So, back to the article. Now, of course, any birthing process is painful and exhilarating in equal measure. This one marks a graduation from now into a new now, which every now is a new now, because now and now. I digress. We will be pushing to let go of whatever isn't serving our highest and best evolution, whether that's toxic relationships, outdated ways of thinking, or the habit to downgrade our true purpose. I know what my true purpose is. I'm supposed to be here to bring comic relief. I figured that out. I'm here for comic relief. Sometimes it's that uncomfortable giggle that you get, and sometimes it's, oh my Lord, she really, that's just too freaking funny. Do that again. I know that's my purpose, because there's entirely too many people that are, you know, down in the dumps, and my job is to at least turn that frown upside down. It's a job I gave myself. So, sometimes I have to yell at you in order to do it, but in any case, moving along. We are all coming face to face with the reinvention point, and the time is now. It's always now. So how can you get the most out of this alchemical energy? Well, you understand that while these transformative times are exciting and offer incredible positive movement in soul growth and personal fulfillment, they can feel turbulent and scary during the process. So make sure you allow yourself some downtime, some meditation, or simply slowing down your mind will offer a calmer arena to experience these changes. Me, I go out and putter in the yard and in the garden and watch. I got to watch a dragonfly, and it came and landed on my shoulder this morning. It's just freaking cool. So, I know it's a little things with me. So, you can also benefit from drinking more water, resting, unplugging from devices when possible, and not engaging in activities that you might find superficial or draining. You have a golden lion's gate ticket to go inward right now. Also, be aware that this powerful energy can make us anxious, moody, suddenly sad, and then blissfully happy, and fatigued on the physical, emotional, mental, and even soul-centered level. This energy offers a container of transformation that is shifting the cosmic ether. So it's almost as if we're experiencing a severe and dramatic drop in barometric pressure. And then our bodies will inevitably have to respond to this sudden change in atmosphere. So if you're feeling exhausted, emotional, have disrupted sleep, and are simply sensing that for some weird reason life is not continuing as usual, remember to take the time to recalibrate and nurture yourself during this somewhat jarring transition. So as the Lion's Gate is being flung fully open, take a moment to write down what you would like to heal or purge from your life, what you want to continue to develop and nurture, as well as a list of at least 5 things that you love and adore about yourself. Because you know what? If you don't love yourself, if you really don't love yourself, you can't really love someone else. You gotta love yourself first so that you know what it feels like in order to be able to express it for another. Then, consider how you can use your amazing uniqueness to usher in a new paradigm of love into the world. Bring out your inner Leo to play and see how it feels to infuse some ferocity into your world. Rawr. Rawr. I love that. Rawr. So, yeah, it's a year late, but tomorrow is still 8-8, and so I'm going with it. There you go. I'm thinking there's a reason that I saw this, and so there you go. A dragon tried to fly. Oh, okay. What are you guys talking about? What kind of bullshit? Oh. Oh, you guys are so fun. I love you guys. I'm catching up on the chat, by the way. Also, I probably ought to tell you. Let's see. Oh, okay. Yeah, over the weekend, I had a most splendiferous birthday. I knew my eldest daughter was bringing grandkids out. I did not know my youngest was coming. And I went out to supper with my oldest daughter and the grandkids. And when we got back, I saw a little gift bag on the little table out in front of the house. And I thought, where the hell did that come from? And, you know, as we're getting out of the car, I'm going, where'd that come from? What's going on? And the grandkids, I hear them snickering. And then out from behind the house pops out my youngest daughter, scared the bejeebers out of me. And I gave her a big old honker hug to show her that that's what you get when you scare the bejeebers out of me. And we had a grand time. We played games, and she mixed us an adult beverage, and then she got out my air horn, and it's a good thing I went to the bathroom before she did that. And she made me the Way Cool shirt that I posted the picture of it earlier, or I think Monday, did I post that? I think so. I can go from Southern Belle to Ghetto Thug faster than you can say, bless y'all hot. I have a shirt that says that now. And you can bet your sweet bippy I'm going to wear that bad boy a lot. It's longer sleeved, so it has to wait till fall and winter. But yeah. Yeah. So, in any case. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, Dan Tennessee quit. Darn it. Oh, and now he's back. Welcome back, Dan Tennessee. I see you here. Sweet. Okay. 8 foot. Oh, huh? I don't want to know what you guys are talking about. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to go check out the pig real quick. And then, bless his heart, Sock sent me a link, but I want to see what happened this date in his story. The word of the day is gun control. You know the best kind of gun control? Use two hands. Ba-dum-bum-bum. Number three definition is resisting the urge to shoot him anyway. When brandishing your street-legal firearm persuades a desperado to run off in a frantic search for a softer target. That is true gun control. Yes, it is. Number four definition is a correctnik scheme that disarms law-abiding citizens to make it safe for armed and dangerous criminals, including those in positions of nanny state authority, to ply their trade. Also, I keep, and that's some of that craziness that I keep seeing on Twitter, and I actually made a smart-ass remark about it on one of those feeds about, okay, y'all are brandishing this assault weapons stuff. That's a very vague phrase / term, assault weapons. You know, people are so easily mentally assaulted these days. You can assault someone with words. Did you know that? You can get banned from Twitter because you shared someone else's video that showed someone assaulting someone else or wishing harm upon someone else, and the second person, you know, the one that's calling out the bullshit, gets banned from Twitter because, well, they're not supposed to share it. Doesn't make a damn bit of difference that the original person is still, but I digress. I'm going off on a tangent. In any case, I asked, so, if someone gets assaulted with a pencil, does that make it, that pencil, an assault weapon? If someone gets assaulted with a spoon, does that make that spoon an assault weapon? If someone gets assaulted with a pillow, does that make that pillow an assault weapon? And if you're going to do an assault weapons ban, are you going to ban pretty much everything? You can assault someone with your hand. Does that make your hand an assault weapon? Inquiring minds would like to know. All these people with their vague, you know, I'm going to put down this decree that you can't do. How about you worry about your own self and let me worry about my own self, and if I don't mess with you and you don't mess with me, everything's all good. Well, thank you, Sock. Smartass went to the corner store. What'd you get me, hon? A birthday cake and present that serves everyone a Boilermaker. Sweet! Thanks, Smartass, and thank you, Sock Puppet. Oh, goodness. Craziness, craziness. In any case, back to tackle option included. Oh, yeah, bottoms up, that tends to happen, because I, yeah. Don't talk to my youngest daughter about the last birthday party. Not the one just this last weekend, because we only had one adult beverage, because I have learned, one, only one, especially when she's mixing. But I think it was my 50th birthday. Yeah, it was my 50th, no. Oh. I learned. I was a slow learner, but I learned. In any case, back to the pig. In the quotable quotes section, reparations. Yeah, right. I never owned any slaves, and you never picked any cotton, so I don't owe you shit. Oh, that's from piggish wisdom. Thank you, you piggish buggers, you. They're so funny. They're funny little buggers, don't you know? So, moving along. Dun, dun, dun. This date in history, the 7th of August, 1952. Still master of his craft, baseball legend Satchel Paige pitches a complete game shutout at age 47. Hanging his head in shame, Father Time stalks off in a huff. Well, you know, Father Time, there's some people that you just don't affect as much as others. Also, this date in history, the 7th of August, 1953. Hall of Fame baseball star and true American hero Ted Williams returns to the Boston Red Sox after serving his country during the Korean War. There you go. There's something we can do. Let's stamp out war in our lifetime. And I mean, there's already one going on right now. Everybody keeps saying World War III is on the horizon. Bull. I call bullshit on that. World War III has been going on for quite some time. It's a battlefield on your mind. Are you feeling it? Are you feeling those bombs going off in there? Messing with your wee widdle head? Okay. This says for Tuesday, August the 6th. All right, gents, did I just read stuff that happened on August the 6th? In 52 and 53? I don't know. I'm going to have a chat with Porcus or Hambo, or maybe Hambo's lovely bride. I'm friends with her on Facebook as well. She's funny. Of course, she'd have to be to deal with Hambo. So, now to that wonderful link. Do what? Omar the Tent Maker finished the blanket fort. Oh, sweet! How fun is that? Red flag law. Okay. Back to this. Oh, I do have it open. Where's that at? Okay, this was from offthegridnews.com. 8 irreplaceable things that won't work during a long-term blackout. Dun, dun, dun. Be concerned. So, we all have dealt with power outages. Usually, it is very short-lived, and in fact, the first hour or so is kind of nice. It's kind of romantic and mysterious and fun to just chill without the hum of it. Longest I've had recently was 3 days, but in any case, you don't even realize how loud everything is until the appliances in your home are quieted. But a long-term blackout is completely different, and many Americans fail to realize just how dependent this world is on electricity. So here's 8 things that won't work in the long term. Water will stop flowing. Now, I got to put out there, I do have a generator, and I do have gas cans. So, there you go. I'll fake it, frumpy. You know me. I'll wing it. In any case, water will stop flowing because in short let's try this again, shall we? I'm drinking pomegranate juice. Actually, it's pomegranate, blueberry, cranberry, cherry, and apple juice. and ginger. I put some ginger in it. It's quite tasty. Back to this. So, in short power outages, you generally still get water from the tap because either the wastewater plant is on another grid, on a generator, or you're getting water from the storage tank. In a long-term blackout, the pumps will not push water and it will run dry. And if you are on your own well, your well pump will not work at all unless you have some form of backup. Dun, 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 my generator. Number two, credit cards won't work. Oops. Yeah. You won't be able to buy your favorite morning beverage or anything else without scraping together the cash. Our entire financial system is electronic and relies on the power grid. Banks will be closed with no functioning ATMs. All of your money will be inaccessible. That's why I never have all my eggs in one basket. I have multiple bank accounts too, just saying. So, number three, gas pumps won't work. Even if you have the cash. That's because the pumps require electricity. This means you can't drive to the next city or to your cabin in the woods if you weren't prepared. Number four, streetlights in your neighborhood will be out. You don't know dark until it's a cloudy night and you don't have the glow of porch lights or street lights to guide you. Now, there are some that are solar. I have some solar lights, but those only last for so long. You won't be able to flush the toilet. Yeah. Uh-oh. Sock's having a taste of my beverage. See how you are, Sock. Did you know that in the short term, yeah, toilets will still work, but in the long term, when pumps aren't working, they simply back up. And those septic systems will be more fortunate, but even those eventually won't work. I have a leach field, but yeah, it still requires. Number six, garbage men won't be coming. Why? Because there's no gas to run the trucks. And the garbage that you are creating from your canned foods and packages of freeze-dried meals is going to start to accumulate. You also won't be able to call 911 for help because those systems run on electricity as well. And number eight, the internet will be down. Oh my God! There's either going to be one hell of a baby boom, you know, the next year, or there's going to be a lot of bodies. Either one. Now, it will work for a little while, but eventually the servers will lose power. In a minor blackout, you will usually still have internet because of battery backups and whatnot. But in a major blackout, it will be gone. So, what would you add to their list of irreplaceable things that won't work during a long-term blackout? A lot of people don't realize. I found this out when I had 2 years ago power outage with the blizzard, the beginning of May, your heater blower doesn't work either. Now, and propane, you know, if you're on propane, that's one thing, but your natural gas lines, that eventually runs out as well. I have a little furnace in the basement, and it does not have a blower or anything, but I had that puppy cranked up on six, and I had water going on it at all times, and I also had a stew pot on there, and I just made stew pot too. So, but yeah, eventually that would run out as well. Thankfully, I have a building that has a wood-burning stove in it. And if it came down to that, I would be able to, because I do have a stack of firewood. So, I would be able to go out and still cook meals. So, I don't have all my bases covered, but I got an awful lot of them covered. So, long-term blackouts can be, they can be very, very frantic and hectic. Hootie dooty wetty. What did I skip? I didn't see this. Okay, whatever. Somebody's casting spells? Who's casting spells? I suck at spelling. Okay. Dun, dun, dun. Moving along. Wow, I still have time. So, where do I want to go now? Let's go. I know. I'll go look in my pocket. Here we go. Did I do this one the other... I don't think I did this one the other day. Thirteen plants that repel mosquitoes. For those of you that are still dealing with those little blood-sucking... they're bitches, you know. It's the females that do that. You know, the blood-sucking? Yeah, I know. I have to put that out there. Got to be honest with you. It sucks, but yeah. So, the 13 plants that you can grow that will help keep them away. Citronella grass is one of them. It's a popular perennial plant that flourishes in the USDA zones, and it doesn't give you the zones. But this plant needs partial shade to full sun and looks great potted on the patio. Essential oils from this plant is also used to produce natural mosquito repellent candles. Lemongrass is another one that you can plant. Mosquitoes hate the lemony scent of lemongrass plants. And with some patience, you can easily grow this plant in your garden. Now you have to buy stalks that are easily available at a market, and lemongrass prefers good drainage and full sun. So that means I'm going to have to put it in some kind of container because, yeah, I have very hard, very clayey soil, so I'm still working on that. Catnip is another one. Just be sure to keep the cats out of it. For some gardeners, it's a perennial, and for others, it's an annual plant. But the catnip plant is considered about 10 times more effective than DEET for repelling mosquitoes. And the cats will love you. It also has a tendency to be quite invasive. So, marigolds, which I have several marigolds around my garden and up close to the house. So, yay! Got those from my mom last year. This is a sun-loving annual plant, and besides mosquitoes, this one can also repel aphids. It can be an exceptional companion plant for the vegetable garden. Yes, it is. They're easy to maintain, and you don't need a lot of care to keep them healthy and flourishing. They work really good as a border around your garden. Rosemary, which I love the smell of rosemary. Anyway, so rosemary oil is considered heavenly to most humans, and this shrub can easily repel mosquitoes and keep your garden safe. Growing rosemary plants are one of the most attractive bushes for herb and container gardens, and it does not require a lot of water. Wormwood is another one. It's a perennial plant that has somewhat silvery foliage, and in most zones, this plant can easily be grown in full sun. This one is one of the most unique border plants, and the pungent odor of this plant can keep mosquitoes at bay. Once again, you make sure that this plant is not rubbed on your skin. Can be quite uncomfortable. Mint. You know, there's different kinds of mint oils that are excellent for repelling mosquitoes. And so if you want to have some mint around your yard, just be careful because mint can be very invasive as well. It will take over a yard. Trust me, I planted spearmint when I still lived in town. And, oh my Lord, I mean, every time I mowed the front yard, it smelled like spearmint. But, Yeah. It sends runners out like crazy. Floss flower is an annual plant, and it grows about 6 to 12 inches, and it needs partial shade to full sun. And besides repelling mosquitoes, it's considered an excellent butterfly nectar plant. So it's drawing in your pollinators and chasing away your skeeters. The cadaga tree, or eucalyptus, it requires full sun to grow properly, and this tree can attract wildlife to your garden. However, it is effective for repelling mosquitoes. So, if you want it to keep mosquitoes away from your garden, I suggest put it on the outside of the fence, because critters will show up. Clove tree is another tree that helps repel mosquitoes, as well as catmint. It's another perennial plant. Lavender, which if you plant lavender at your gate, it wards off evil spirits, evil intent, negative emotions, negative energy. And it provides nectar for the butterflies, and it repels skeeters. And finally, lemon balm, which is also a perennial plant, and it requires partial shade to full sun, and the leaves can be used in flavored ices, or to flavor iced and hot teas, and can also be used as a substitute for lemon peel. So, all kinds of wonderful things, see? Change your vibration, and then things that you need to look at as to how you're going to deal with them when, you know, if you have a massive power outage, and things to do if you're out playing in the garden, different plants that you want to plant out there that will make those skeeters go away. And if nothing else, create yourself a dragonfly habitat, because dragonflies absolutely love to eat skeeters. And I got dragonflies. I got friends. Dragonfly friends. So, yeah, my cats love catnip as well. That's kind of, which is why I probably wouldn't plant that, at least not inside the fence. I may plant that on the outside. I don't know. Oh, well, y'all been listening to Grammy's Rocket Chair here on this Wacka 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 Doodle Wednesday, August the 7th. Tomorrow's 8-8. Power up. Get your vibration high. Be prepared to change the world by being that change you want to see. Now, also tomorrow, is there something else going on? I'm sure there's a Flash of Rooney Dork coming on tomorrow. Sometime. I think it's at 2 p.m. Eastern time is what I'm thinking. Do I ever remember these things? No. It is 2 p.m. Eastern time. Tomorrow, Flash Ernie will be on here with 20% off after he's marked it up 40%, because, you know, the guy's got to make a living. Friday, Vinny, are you going to be around for the Ponder Gander? We might have a Ponder Gander at 1 p.m. Eastern time, nooner Vinny's time. That's Central Time Zone, or CTZ, or along with the Cosmic Time Zone, because I'm also in the Central Time Zone, and it is the Cosmic Time Zone. I will be back Friday evening, regular time, for Grammy's Freakin' Friday Rocket Chair. Grimner and Moose Goyle will also be on Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time with the Freakers Ball. Also, all week long, Monday through Friday, you got the Ocelli Effect at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Channel 14 here on the RLM. Then Saturday at noon Eastern Time is the Dork Table with Flasher Rooney Dork and whoever else he can rope into playing along with him. We also got Grimner at noon Eastern Time on Sunday coming on to play some blues for y'all, and I'm sure a rousing game of trivia will be going on in the chat. Directly following Grimner will be Hal Anthony, who's going to open up a can of whoop-ass on y'all ass behind the woodshed. That's at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And then Monday, Grim's going to have some leftovers at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Brain Food Deluxe, what he didn't get to over the weekend and just has to get it out. So, thank you all for listening in. Please, try not to buy into the BS. It is a narrative. It's a divide and conquer. It's smoke and mirrors and bread and circuses. Try not to get caught up in the emotional catching you in the feels crap. Because that's what's going on. Have you noticed? The other distraction, the Mueller and Russians thing, got thrown to the wayside because there was some nut jobs with guns. It's not the guns that kill people. Technically, it's the person pulling the trigger and it's the bullet that does it. The gun's just the middle guy. Don't be blaming the middle guy for what the initiator did. Okay? People make choices. Every day. Even when they decide not to decide. That's a choice. You make choices every day. Make it a good one. Make it a beneficial one. Make it one that does not harm another. Or you try not to, at least. You know, I mean, sometimes it happens. But, yeah. Try not to go out of your way to be hateful and hurtful. Please. I'd appreciate it. I'm going to do my 8-8 infinity infinity. And catch you all on the flip side. But please remember, I honestly and truly do love you all. And I wish you all enough. Good night.